Cycle Update. The United States Department of Justice goes after KuCoin, CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host with our Out of Cycle Update here. You may have seen the broadcast come across about the Department of Justice. Mind you, this is Department of Justice, not the SEC, that's going after KuCoin. They're going after KuCoin for anti-money laundering law. What they're really squawking about is, and I've talked about this, KuCoin is very lax with its KYC procedures. You basically don't even need to do it up to a certain threshold, which I think is good, but allegedly the DOJ doesn't like it. Now, here's where there's more to this story. The reason that I think this is a bit of okey-doke and I think you have nothing to worry about, although there was a bit of FOMO selling that happened on KuCoin, they lost millions and millions of dollars in outflows because people freaked out when they saw this because it's the same thing as what was happening with other exchanges. Although, here's the big thing. Gate.io, they had no KYC at a point, and then they started kicking U.S. people off the exchanges. And so the fear is that KuCoin would do the same. I think KuCoin's in a better position not to do it, in my opinion. But the reason I say this is a little bit different, consider, with KuCoin, they've been going a long time. Like, they're one of the long-standing exchanges, and they have not had KYC at this low tier for the longest freaking time. I can't even remember. I have a KuCoin account. I didn't do any KYC, and I could do all sorts of trades. And so I don't know that, like, why all of a sudden? Why now? Why? What changed? Turns out that the CFTC, who is in charge of commodities, is spearheading a lot of this stuff. And what they said was, well, we want to make sure that we identify certain coins like Ethereum and Litecoin as commodities as part of our case against them too, that, hey, by the way, they're also trading these commodities but have not registered as a money services broker, number one, and they haven't registered as a commodities trader, number two. So they're kind of slipping it in there to say, well, since you're going after them anyway, we also want to call out these two things that we think are violations, and we're not really happy. Now, this is very unusual. It's highly unusual. You don't see a lot of CFTC traffic going after these exchanges for things like commodities trades and that sort of stuff, or the lack of money services business. The money services business simply means, are you registered to transmit money of some kind? So you're talking wires, you're talking bank transfers and that sort of stuff. And they're saying that KuCoin's not registered to do those things. And I'm pretty sure they're not in the United States. But the reason this stood out is, remember that the SEC has wanted to try and is currently in the process of actively doing this. They've wanted to make Ethereum considered a security. They want to make sure that they go after all that. Gary Gensler wants to make sure he goes all that. He's already said Bitcoin's a commodity. He doesn't care. But he wants Ethereum to be treated as a security. So now you have a contradiction, right? Do you see the smoke that's happening here? The CFTC is putting in writing, in legal precedent, we believe that Ethereum is a commodity. By the way, they're not trying to fight the SEC. They're doing an okey-doke. They're doing an end run. We're declaring it as a commodity in our legal filings. And if we win this case, it's going to set some precedent. It's going to make it hard for the SEC to consider Ethereum a security. Now, when you talk about the Ethereum ETFs that have been floating around and chatted about, it may add some strength for those to get passed, which may cause some bullish sentiment on the Ethereum side. In the most recent episode, I talked about how Ethereum is nowhere near its all-time high. Bitcoin's already hit there and exceeded it. But Ethereum still has kind of been hovering in that middle zone and hasn't gone back into its all-time high. It's possible the CFTC is actually trying to get the SEC kind of out of the way to let Ethereum and to a lesser degree, some of the other ones like Litecoin finally run like they deserve to. In some, all of this, I'm saying, yes, KuCoin is a target for the KYC and the anti-money laws. And there were claims about money that's been laundered. I don't know how they'd be able to prove that, but let's say they do. The worst that would happen is KYC comes into play at KuCoin. I don't think they're going to quit the business. I think they're just going to turn on KYC. Some of these other exchanges did that. They just turned on KYC to get the U.S. government off their back and made it go away. But secondarily, you got to consider what CFTC is doing and the potential impact on the SEC's fervent case to try to make everything a security. And then you get a CFTC doing an end run that may help salvage Ethereum and Litecoin and possibly cause some more runs right in alignment to the forthcoming halving for Bitcoin. So keep tuned to this. I'll keep you up to date on anything else I learned of significant note.